This episode of the Vision Board Podcast is brought to you by Onnit. Why Onnit, you ask? Well, here's a word from Onnit's founder and CEO, Aubrey Marcus.
You know, Onnit is the company that has the tools to improve your performance. And in whatever area that you're looking for, we have something to do it. You know, it's like going to it's the Home Depot of house repair, but instead of house repair, it's body and mind repair. You know, and it's body and mind performance enhancement. It's going to that body shop and figuring out what tools that you can apply to help make your life better.
At the Vision Board Podcast, we only promote supplements that we use ourselves, and we only use the best. To give you insights, here's Johnny.
Yeah, guys, my two favorite that I take, one, Alpha Brain. Alpha Brain really helps improve mental focus and memory, and the second one I really swear by is Shroom Tech. Shroom Tech is designed to help your body with energy and cardiovascular endurance. What's your favorite, Tristan?
Johnny, the two that I love is the Warrior Buffalo Bars. I find these delicious snacks, and they're also perfect for when I'm on the road and also on the run. Also, I love the Dolce Whey. They're grass-fed whey protein isolate, perfect for my smoothies and also my post-workout shakes. Now, guys, check out the range at www.onnit.com, and please use code word VISIONBOARD for 10% off at checkout. Now, guys, enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, today is the first day of the rest of your life. And now, listen in as Tristan and Johnny bring it all to the table on the Vision Board Podcast.
Guys, welcome back. We're up to episode 112 of the Vision Board Podcast. I'm Tristan Cannell. Alongside me, Johnny Stofko.
What's up, Tristan? Thank you for the lovely intro. I've heard that over 110 times, and it sounds sweet every time.
Oh, thanks, man. I was wondering whether I should change it all, because I keep saying the same thing. Yeah, I wasn't sure if I should change that.
No, man. But you know, it's just one of those awarenesses I've had just now, and it's a compliment to you, our relationship as friends, business partners, and co-hosts, because, you know, there was a time in my life where I wasn't in a position. I didn't create an opportunity for myself to even have anyone introduce me. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, you took action, man, and that's something that we want to speak to everyone in the audience today about, because our two main guests this week, Stephen Bradbury and Ryan Blair, just ooze taking action.
For sure, man. That, like, and look how different they are. Like, if you had to put them on paper, if you had to put, like, what they have done, Bradbury, and then what Ryan has done, and focus on their differences, you probably would be hard-pressed to connect them. But if you focused on their similarities and narrowed it down to just what you said, taking action, that's their common denominator.
And I think that's a common denominator with a lot of successful people, is the fact that they press the button, they take action. The fact that, you know, I think that's what a lot of corporate people get really just muddled up with, the fact that they can't move the chain. And that's what I really like about kind of entrepreneurship and owning your business. You can take control of the actual speed of the things that you take action with. So I sometimes get frustrated with people that don't take action, especially when I see so many great ideas out there. And it's something you can control. So that's something that I want to emphasize today with everyone.
What do you think the origin of the pause or the hesitation of not taking the action? Like the average general pop, the people we're speaking about, I've been in the shoes before. It's happened to you. We kind of could get stuck in life. Some people could be struggling. Do you think it's fear? Do you think it's ego? Yeah. What would you say?
I think you're right, man. I think fear. It's a great word. Fear and risks.
Of the unknown.
Yeah. I think we all kind of struggle with fear and risks a lot of the time. I know I do.
Allowing that to be a player. Melissa Ambrosini, and she was driving home the point I first heard by Jim Carrey, and he would always talk about, may love be a player. Act out of love rather than fear.
Yeah.
And I guess you're right. I mean, let's think back of, I could give you numerous examples of when my life was at a standstill or a halt or going the opposite direction because I was unable, or maybe I didn't have the skill set to get the ball rolling, and I was just comfortable just being average, just comfortable just doing the same thing.
Yeah. But then you can't get in that sort of situation. So I think that's coming back to what we're talking about, kind of taking action. You've got a great idea. I'm sure that people listening out there right now, they might be on that kind of fence trying to figure out whether they want to take that action or not. But, you know, hopefully today we can get you in that mindset that you can take that action and give you some actionable take-home points that, you know, you can apply straight away.
And it's real. It reminds me of one of the first mentoring sessions that wasn't titled a mentoring session. It was just coffee. And you were there, and the shout-out goes to Roe Singh. And it was advice he'd given both of us. And he said, and I was just shooting ideas out. I think we maybe had done three episodes. And he said, Johnny, there's hundreds of thousands of great ideas every day. The difference between something that you know and innovation and something that you'll never hear of is the action that you take. One, starting, and two, planning it and then creating a strategy.
Yeah.
It's something I've always kept, and I think it's really good advice.
100%. Let's continue the discussion, because both Stephen and Ryan are quite unique individuals. You brought out a great point before when you said, you know, they're so different, but at the end of the day, you know, they've just achieved just so much. And there is kind of a pattern to there. And it's for Stephen, like, I know we both wanted to speak about it before we came on air. And it's about putting yourself in that opportunity. Do you know what I mean? Being prepared. Like, at the end of the day, he was like the fifth or sixth ranked person when he won the gold medal. And when he was number one, he didn't win the gold medal. And it's about being ready. It wasn't his time before. But when he was ready now, it's about taking that opportunity and taking it with both hands. You just never know when that's going to happen, man.
Create it. Keep going. Perseverance is huge. And he culture is a big thing in terms of being Australian, American. I hear it a lot, you're so American. And I think that for his brand, he stands behind the comedic point of what happened and how it happened. But I think it sells himself short, because in the comedy, what gets lost is the path that led him to that moment. And he talks about that crash that happened 18, 20 months before, where he could have easily retired. He fractured his spinal cord near his spine during a bad wreck, and he overcame that, and he was older. He wasn't in his prime. And the only thing I remember about that Olympics prior to that race was how much they were hyping up Apollo Ohno in America.
Yeah.
He was everywhere. And guys listening, it's that sport. It was that event, and Bradbury put himself there at, what, his third or fourth Olympics?
Yeah, his fourth Olympics.
He was still there. He didn't go anywhere. And yeah, people fell.
Mm.
And who crossed the line first?
He did.
Why?
Because he was ready to take his opportunity, man.
See, and could you imagine? Do you think he would have the same effect on people if he came across like that?
I mentioned that in the interview. I remember I asked him if he believed in fate, because I don't think the purpose was for him to win the gold medal, but it was to win the gold medal for him to do what he does now. Find his talent in motivational speaking.
Have you heard him speak much? Does he? I know he starts with the comedy.
Yeah. So
does he stay there the whole time?
Not at first. I think that's kind of a transition. Remember, he told us about him hiring a comedian and also a writing coach. So I think it's more of a recent sort of thing that he's brought in. But at the end of the day, you know, he's found an ability. But had he not won that gold medal, he would have never probably been given the opportunity to speak on the level that he has now. We're talking about a guy that's done 1,000 keynote speaks.
And no one remembers the silver medalist.
No.
Nobody remembers the second place person. And I wonder, say he wins that gold medal in Lillehammer, in his the one where he was the number one seed and he fell, and then he stays in his career, and then he gets to the race where everyone slipped and he wins, but he doesn't win and he loses.
Yeah.
So say that happens. Let's think about legacy. Is he still speaking to people?
Probably not.
So, and then it goes back to the sign. He put the sign up in his room as a kid. Get up.
Yeah.
You know, show up. Be prepared. There's opportunity. And to see that, man, I think it's...
There were some great triggers. Like, I think sometimes you determine your own path, and I think he's one of the guys that actually did. Like you'd mentioned, you know, the childhood story about all that on his childhood wall and all that sort of stuff, man. Like, he put himself in that scenario. It just wasn't the right time when he thought it was. And when at least expected, boom.
Yeah, and you know what, man? That's an intuition type of thing. That's listening to your gut. Like, should I stay in this? Should I quit? And I think more often than not, people sell themselves short when they give up on something, whether it's an idea, or maybe a relationship, maybe, you know, a sport, and then you're going to have to live with what? The what ifs.
The regret.
And that's, see, that think, you know, what if he would have quit? What if he would have retired? He would have been that athlete mindset is always in you. We both played sports. You know, it's something that gets ingrained in you in a young age. You don't have to be an Olympian or a professional athlete to have that athlete mindset saying that I'm competing and there's nobody in this that is going to outwork me.
Yeah.
But if you quit that and you turn your back on that, then that's where I think the regret sets in, and he just wouldn't allow that to happen. He just kept getting up.
Yeah, so guys, we've had two already, so take action and keep getting up. Okay, the other guest, we had Ryan Blair on, which I thoroughly enjoyed. Ryan's someone I've heard a lot. He's good friends with Lewis House, and as an avid fan of Lewis House, I've heard him a few times on his show, so it was great to actually get him on our program as well and really pick the mind of someone that we both aspire to be at some stage of our careers. So some really good, easy takeaway points from him. You know, again, he was very big on the action, starting now. It's just that easy part about, you know, it's something you can control. So if you've got an idea, go out and get it. Do it. No one's going to do it if it's under your bed and it's under your pillow.
Express it, man. Share it. You got to tell people about it. But Ryan comes on our show and his voice is hoarse. It's half gone.
It is.
His, you know, and it kind of is a microcosm of how he lives his life. You know, he gives so much away. He expresses himself through his actions and his successes and his helping people. And it reminds me, I was taking a leadership course a few years back in Vegas, and a woman that really, really changed my life, her name was Karen DeRosa. Man, if you're listening, you know, I guess I never told you that, but she really changed my life. And she gave this speech about when she is in her coffin, she's going to be old, wrinkled, used, gray hair, because she had given her life everything that she had had.
Yeah.
And by the time it was time to go, her body would reflect that. And it's something that always stuck with me in terms of, like, be passionate, be enthusiastic, be obsessed with your work, take action, start, you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, an Elon Musk idea. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to be this next Steve Jobs. But if you could attach yourself with a passion and you really, really are into it and that's what you're here to do, start and start going. Start going now.
Yeah, definitely. One, you're usually the quote guy, but one quote that I did write down from Ryan was, going through pain builds muscle.
Yeah, man. Resistance.
So that was interesting that he was speaking, obviously, about his own adversity. He wasn't actually applying it to weight training or anything like that. What he meant by that was that the painful moments in his life actually was the catalyst for bringing him growth.
Yeah, there's an awesome, you know, speech about that, and it's almost like you go the deeper and darker moments you could persevere through, you really start understanding who you are. You really start seeing what you're capable of, what your impulses are, what your flaws are, and how strong you are. And if you're listening at home and you're going through it, just know this: I've been there. Tristan has been there. And getting through that, you almost have this invisible lather of armor that nobody could see, but you can, and it's your muscle. And I think that that's what Ryan was referring to.
Yeah, and I think it makes it all, when you celebrate that success and the goals that you achieve, it makes it even better, man.
Yeah, just hear his voice. That's one thing that stuck with me. And, you know, in the note-taking of our processes and you and I getting together and making sure that we have the best value and product for our audience, it wasn't one of the things that I had written down. It just, you know, when it came to Ryan, it was things that he was saying. It was the stories. But now, for some reason, his voice, the inflection, how it was half gone. And, you know, you could just, that's him. How he lives.
He's been through that pain.
That's how he lives.
Firsthand, man.
Yeah, man.
So I appreciate him coming on. Guys, we've got even bumper week. I'll tell you what next couple of weeks are going to look like. We've got Matt Manson on Monday. We've got Laird Hamilton, wow, on Wednesday.
Innovator. Matt Manson, guys, is a writer, author, wrote a really fascinating book on relationships. You got Laird, innovator, big wave surfer, just movers, man. Who else we got, TK?
Following week, we've got a couple of Aussies, entrepreneurs, Jack DeLosa, doing some marvelous things in the entrepreneurial world, owns one of the biggest entrepreneurial education companies in the Southern Hemisphere, so he's an absolute awesome person to get on. Also, we've got Greg Stark. Greg doing some great things with Sweat Equity, his new book. He is a wellness coach in Sydney, Australia, and I can't wait to pick his brain.
Yeah, I kind of said it better. I get really, really passionate about what I do outside of the show with fitness and well-being and helping people. And Sydney is, you know, a huge mover in that space. And to see a local kid, a local guy, just doing it and pushing it and doing it the right way and help and wanting to help people, and his intent is there. It really inspires me too, and I'm really excited to get to share his story with everyone. and you know, just get some advice for you and I on some, you know, future projects as well.
Definitely. So guys, Bumper 2 weeks coming up. Subscribe via iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. As we always say, please interact with us on social media. And where can they do that, Johnny?
Yeah, guys, follow me on all socials at Johnny Stavko. You can hit my new website up at www.johnnystavko.com.
And I'm on Tristan Cannell Fitness across all social medias. Like we said, anything we kind of mention or bring up, or if you want to go into further detail with us, always send us an email or hit us up on social media. Always happy to ask, you know, have some advice for you or even discuss things. So please get in touch.
Interaction is key. We couldn't thank you enough, Tristan. I couldn't thank you enough. And guys, keep supporting us, man. We'll keep bringing it.
Thank you too, Johnny. I will see you on Monday for Mark Manson. But in the meantime, you have a lovely weekend and we will chat to you soon.
Peace.
Welcome to the Vision Board Podcast. Stories of success from around the world.
You guys are scratching an itch, and that's why this podcast has become popular and successful, is because you guys are scratching an itch. You're enjoying it and you're also benefiting from the knowledge that people are dropping.
I've never met the person in my life, including my parents, that was able to outwill me about me.
Whatever profession you're in, you need to keep working hard at it. You know, nothing comes easy these days, and, you know, you'll get knocked down, but get back up, that counts, so just keep working hard at it.
You know, you guys said you do stuff, you ask things that aren't Googleable. You guys are two for two.
There's never been a time in my life where anybody ever was able to tell me who I was more than I knew who I was.
To join our vision and follow the journey, please subscribe to the Vision Board Podcast via iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher.